Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The state sales tax in Massachusetts will increase 25% on August 1st, now that Governor Patrick has signed a state budget bill for the fiscal year that begins tomorrow. The budget will also let cities and towns raise money from local taxes on meals and hotels. But as WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, all the new revenue, maybe $1 billion or more, will not offset the billions of dollars in cuts residents will see in virtually every program that receives state funding.
The sales tax increase became a political football this spring, with lawmakers saying they needed it to avoid even deeper budget cuts, and Governor Patrick saying he would veto it unless the legislature sent him meaningful pension, ethics, and transportation reform bills.
The legislature has kept their end of the bargain. I'm going to keep mine and have by signing this budget.
Store owners, especially along the New Hampshire border, are bracing for a downturn in business. Sales figures already show that a steady flow of Bay State buyers cross the border to shop in the sales tax-free Granite State. Retail Merchants Association of New Hampshire President Nancy Kyle says her members are expecting an increase.
People are trying hard to save money wherever they can. It's unfortunate for the Massachusetts retailers that they have to experience this.
Retailers in Massachusetts say they will press for another sales tax holiday to offset the impact of this increase, but the governor indicated yesterday that is not likely. The sales tax will apply for the first time to alcohol. Residents will see the rise from 5% to 6.25% on restaurants and satellite TV bills, as well as other purchases, except food and clothing. The budget gives municipalities the option of taking the meals tax up to 7%, and boosting their local hotel-motel taxes by 2%. Massachusetts Municipal Association Director Jeff Beckwith says his members are grateful for these options, but the $100 million these local taxes would raise is a fraction of the cuts cities and towns must now absorb.
Overall, communities will lose about $600 million, a 29% cut in municipal aid, and major cuts in many important reimbursement programs for special education costs, for libraries, for police salaries.
The new state spending plan takes effect tomorrow, but it may not be final. The governor vetoed $147 million from the budget approved by the House and Senate, including $25 million for nursing home payments, $7.5 million for trial courts, and $2.3 million for a court-ordered fund to provide children's mental health services that are scheduled to begin today. Lisa Lambert runs a children's mental health support organization, the Parent Professional Advocacy League.
Families have been anticipating these services and have been really counting on the commitments that came out of the lawsuit. To see the state pull back in delivering these services at this point is really puzzling, confusing.
This Children's Mental Health Fund is typical of dozens of state programs where advocates are blasting the loss of state funds and statehouse leaders are praising their ability to avoid even deeper cuts. There is at least one major funding issue still at play. The House and Senate eliminated subsidized health coverage for some 30,000 legal immigrants. Patrick wants to restore $70 million to that program. The governor was asked yesterday why coverage for this group is critical in a bare-bones budget.
Health care for all means health care for all, and that's a part of the experiment that was in there to begin with. It's one I support, and we're coming up with, I think, some creative ways to see if we can't continue that benefit.
But the $70 million is in a supplemental budget the governor has filed, meaning the coverage will not continue past July unless the House and Senate approve that bill. Last night, House and Senate leaders declined comment on that issue as well as the governor's budget vetoes. Many legislators are nervous about whether the economy will support the budget they've passed. If it doesn't, there is little interest right now in further tax hikes, although Patrick did not rule out the idea of a gas tax increase to fund the state's growing backlog of road and bridge repairs. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger at the State House.